Grok's life. Adrian Wetach, Grok's real name, was born in 1880 in Lavaresse, in Switzerland, an area of Reconvilie near Biel. Adrian belonged to a large family. His father, a watchmaker, had trouble making ends meet, so he decided to open an inn named Paradisli. It can still be visited to this day, where the entire family entertained guests with music and games. One day, a small circus came to the Swiss village. Adrian, then 6 years old, was literally thunderstruck. "I would dream of nothing else, becoming an artist. I felt that nothing would have taken that obsession from my head." Years went by. The young boy grew up in a happy family environment. After finishing his studies, he started working, also traveling far from home. It was a joyful period for him, full of gratification and new encounters. Everything was new, grand, interesting and satisfying. But there was something missing, something that soon would appear in his life, and Adrian, one fine day, finally managed to meet the circus again. But how could he become part of it? Humbleness, imagination, enthusiasm, and the will to achieve his dream helped the young man to get hired as a cashier. On the 1st October of 1903, an unexpected event changed the order of things. The comical duo of that circus, Brick and Brock, were forced to separate because Brock had been called to arms. In order to save the circus tour, the director asked the young cashier to go on stage and replace the clown. Excited, Adrian performed a few numbers, and the success of the evening was so extraordinary that the director was left with no other choice but to hire the new clown. This is how Adrian became Brick, Brock, Grok. From that moment, the artistic career of the young clown became unstoppable, so much so that soon he had experienced success and received critical acclaim in all of Europe and not only. Why? Grok was a completely new type of clown, capable of shocking, moving, making people smile and dream. He could speak 8 languages, play 14 instruments, compose music, invent sketches, juggle, walk on the tightrope, and animate not only the circus ring, but also the audiences at theatre with great energy and stage presence. Grok amazed and made people fall in love. In 1919, at the Olympia Theatre in Paris, he was crowned King of Clowns, receiving an award which today could be compared to an Oscar. At the time, he was one of the highest paid artists in show business. As we have already mentioned, he was friends with famous artists and actors such as Picasso, Charlie Chaplin, and Laurel and Hardy, and was admired by the powerful of the time. Grok became more and more of a showman and could no longer be simply defined as or reduced to a simple circus clown, with no disrespect to whoever does this profession with honor and skill. Grok was a great artist and still is to this day considered as such by everyone who has anything to do with art, circus or show business. He was so famous around the world that, at the beginning of each of his performances, his sidekick would ask him his nationality, and he would answer laughing, "Je suis catholique," "I'm a Catholic," in the ecumenical sense of the term. Have you made up your mind about this great character? Go and freely tour the spaces of the house. On the floor where you probably are now, there was a dining room and the billiard room. On the upper floors, there were the bedrooms of the various relatives he loved to invite over when he was resting from work. And on the top floor, where we invite you to the grand finale of this beautiful adventure, the music room. Currently, the rooms house a clown museum. But that is another chapter of the story that we will indeed tell you on the top floor.